Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Today I'm going to talk about my favourite mission, indulge me, the Voyager 2 mission, which launched exactly 42 years ago, and that spacecraft is still on its way. But to where? Before that, an update on Elon Musk's Tesla that he launched into space along with a dummy called Starman. You may remember on February 6, 2018, CEO Elon Musk's red Tesla Roadster was launched on the inaugural flight of the huge Falcon Heavy rocket. Well, the spaceman and the car have now just completed an orbit around the sun, now that they've been in space for 560 days. At launch, the Roadster's radio was playing David Bowie's Life on Mars. If the battery is still working, Starman has now heard the song more than 150,000 times, according to the Tesla's tracking site. The site will also tell you that, for example, the Tesla has now travelled more than 1.2 billion kilometres in space, meaning the car has exceeded its 58,000 kilometre warranty more than 21,000 times over. Last year, an orbit modelling study calculated that the Roadster will eventually slam into either Venus or Earth, likely within the next few tens of millions of years. But there's just a 6% chance of an Earth impact and a 2.5% chance of a Venus impact within the next million years. I have to add that it will burn up on orbit or be crushed in the case of Venus, so no need to worry about popping out to the shops and being squashed by a red car from space. Right, on to my favourite mission of all time, the Voyagers. On August 20th, 1977, NASA launched the Voyager 2 spacecraft on a mission to explore the outer planets. Despite its name, this was the first of the two Voyager missions NASA launched that year. These took advantage of a rare planetary alignment to visit all the outer planets in turn and take pictures of them and gather other data. You can go onto a NASA website and track where the Voyagers are right now. At the time of writing, exactly 42 years after launch, Voyager 2 is, American so it's in miles, 11,235,810,435 miles away. It takes 16 hours, 45 minutes and 16 seconds for a radio message to reach us from Voyager 2, and it's still transmitting telemetry. By comparison, the Moon is 1 second away and the Sun 8 light minutes. Voyager 2 is not headed toward any particular star, although in roughly 42,000 years it will pass 1.7 light years away from the star Ross 248, and if undisturbed for 296,000 years, Voyager 2 should pass by the star Sirius at a distance of 4.3 light years. Voyager 2 is expected to keep transmitting weak radio messages until at least the mid-2020s, more than 48 years after it was launched. So why do I like this mission so much? Well, partly it's because it was launched a long time ago and is still ongoing, but unlike the Tesla car, which will go around and around the sun every 577 Earth days, Voyager 2 has already left the solar system. It's in uncharted territory, which is always a thrill to humans. The other reason is that I remember the controversy about the golden record. Each Voyager spacecraft carries a gold-plated audiovisual disc in the event that the spacecraft are ever found by intelligent life forms from other planetary systems. The discs carry photos of the Earth and its life forms, a range of scientific information, spoken greetings from the people, for example, the Secretary General of the United Nations and the President of the United States and the children of planet Earth, and a medley, Sounds of Earth. That includes the sounds of whales, a baby crying, waves breaking on a shore, and a collection of music including, and this will interest fine music radio listeners, works by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Blind Willie Johnson, Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode, Valia Balkanska and other Eastern and Western classics and ethnic performers. But it's the picture that always tickled me. It depicts not only instructions on how to get to planet Earth, but also an image of a man and a woman with no clothes on. And so if the aliens do visit, I imagine them going to all the nudist beaches and thinking, well, these must be the ones who sent those spacecraft up into space. But really, it's a tremendous achievement, and even if it results in the annihilation of all clothed inhabitants of Earth, it's fantastic to have sent spacecraft 42 years ago into space that are somehow still working. For now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.